Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
أنتم كالساحة في سماء أمتي يا شباب الخبر ملتقانا قمر شاهد.
My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Today, butterflies, we're at Johannesburg Muslim School. It's such an amazing feeling to be out with Hood Hood and all the little butterflies. We're listening to stories and reading with the butterflies, and we're just having so much fun. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Mahdia.
And what's your name?
Hanzala.
And how old are you?
10.
And how old are you, Mahdia?
10.
Also 10, mashallah. And Mahdia and Hanzala have prepared a story for us. Would you like to read your story to us?
Gee.
Okay, go ahead.
Once upon a time, a very strong woodcutter asked for a job in a timber merchant, and he got it. The pay was really good, and so were the work conditions. For those reasons, the woodcutter was determined to do his best. His boss gave him an axe and showed him the area where he was supposed to work. The first day, the woodcutter brought back 18 trees. Congratulations, the boss said. Go on that way. Very motivated for the boss' words, the woodcutter would try harder the next day, but he could only bring 15 trees back. The third day, he tried even harder, but he only could bring 10 trees. Day after day, he was bringing less and less trees. I must be losing my strength, the woodcutter thought. He went to the boss and apologized, saying that he could not understand what was going on.
When was the last time you sharpened your axe? The boss asked.
Sharpen? I had no time to sharpen my axe. I have been very busy trying to cut trees. We sometimes get so busy that we don't take time to sharpen the axe. Moral: in today's world, it seems that everyone is busier than ever, but less happy than ever. Why is that? Could it be that we've forgotten how to stay sharp? There's nothing wrong with activity and hard work, but God doesn't want us to get so busy that we neglect and trial important things in life, like taking time to pray, to read. We all need time to relax, to think and meditate, to learn and grow. If we don't take time to sharpen the axe, we will become dull and lose our effectiveness. So start today. Think about the ways by which you could do your job more effectively and add a lot of hope, lot of value to it. Jazakallah.
Well, mashallah, that's so true. You have to work hard, study hard, learn hard, do good deeds and pray, but you must also learn to have fun and have good times relaxing, praying to Allah, and doing everything we can.
So does that mean we get to have fun and play?
Yes.
Will we play?
Yes.
What will we play?
I don't know.
I wanna play on the jungle gym. Mahdiya, you go fetch a ball, and Hansala, you go get a bat, and we'll play bat and ball. How's that? Will you play nicely?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, let's go. Because I'm telling you, I'm so good in bat and ball. Allah made me good. But don't worry, if you don't know how to play, I'll teach you, okay? Let's go.
بقدوم ربيع الأزمان عطر قد ملأ الأكوان بقدوم ربيع الأزمان أهلا أهلا يا رمضان هلت أنوار الإيمان يسمو الحب بكل جمال فرحا بلقائك رمضان قصص من وحي الفرقان زاد أطياب وبيان كونوا معنا يا فتيان ولنهتف أهلا رمضان أهلا أهلا يا رمضان هلت أنوار الإيمان يسمو الحب بكل جمال فرحا بلقائك رمضان قصص من وحي الفرقان زاد أطياب وبيان كونوا معنا يا فتيان.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineela@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineela.